You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined by very, very special guests, Luke and Andre from Same Name Confusion. Hey guys, how are you?
Kia ora, doing well, thanks, Maddie.
Awesome.
Hey, great to be on.
Yeah, very, very happy to have you guys on. How's your Monday been so far?
I am a university student as well. I'm doing my PhD, so I was...
Oh, awesome.
I'm actually taking a creative writing course this semester for fun.
Yeah.
And that's at 10 a.m. on a Monday, and I was pretty zonked.
Yeah, pretty that zonked. Doesn't sound so fun.
Yeah, it was... I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I think because I'm listening so actively and trying my best to be the model student, I feel very tired afterwards.
Yeah, it's training.
I don't know if you can relate to being a model student.
Maybe not a model student, but I can relate to the fact that lectures are sometimes draining. But yeah. Anyway, you guys just released the first four tracks off of your album SNC last Friday. Congrats, first of all.
Thank you.
How does it feel to have these out in the world?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. We've had these tracks recorded. We recorded them in November, and it's kind of been a little bit of back and forth, sorting them all out, but it's really nice to have the first half out. And then,
Hell yeah. Tell us a little bit about the album. Like what it means to you guys, what your musical and lyrical inspiration was behind the tracks, at least, that are released.
Well, where to start? It's our first music in a little while.
Yeah.
So Andre and I started Same Name Confusion when we were undergraduates at the University of Canterbury. And that was back in 2016.
Crazy.
So it's 10 years since we first started making music together. And I guess when I listen to this music, I hear a real maturing of our sound, I suppose.
You'd hope totally. So after 10 years.
the BPM is slowed.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Nice. And you guys now aren't, obviously, at the University of Canterbury. And from my understanding, one of you is in Auckland and the other is in Melbourne, right?
That's right, yeah.
How was writing Trans-Tasman for this album like?
I really enjoyed making music remotely with Andre. It meant you could, I could work on a song maybe intensely for a week or two and then send it off. And maybe I wouldn't get a reply for several weeks or a few months even, which made it quite a slow process compared to how we've worked in the past. But I found that quite enjoyable, just to take our time.
Yeah.
What about you, Andre?
Yeah, we definitely. I feel like we stewed on the song. I mean, a lot of these songs are quite like the original ideas of them were quite old, and it was good to. I enjoyed the kind of iterative part of it for sure. I feel like that helps in making the song sound a little bit different, I guess. So, because I'll come back to a song that I haven't worked on for a while, and I've got a different kind of idea of the way it should go.
Yeah, I get that. Interesting. Would you say there were any, like, really, really challenging parts or anything that really interrupted your creativity?
I'm thinking about the first track, Shame on You, which went through many iterations, and there were maybe four final versions of that song.
Crazy.
And with quite different vibes.
Yeah.
And it was just coming to an agreement.
A compromise.
A compromise on how we wanted the song to be.
Yeah.
Which, in hindsight, was not a bad thing at all.
No.
But perhaps at the time, especially when you can't be in the same room.
And you're just, like, fighting over text about a song, like...
Exactly. You get it.
I get it. How did you end up deciding or compromising?
I feel like, honestly, we played it. So we had all of the stuff on Ableton and like sessions where we kind of did all the instruments and music. And then we played it with the group, which was Josh, Logan, and Aaron. And I feel like it just kind of worked itself out in that way.
Mm.
Where for me, maybe it was I figured out, okay, this can work this way.
Yeah.
Or this can work in this sort of way rather than, you know.
Yeah, like, I get that.
It's like a people's forum that we have to bring the song to.
True. like a council or something.
Like a council, yeah. Exactly.
And you recorded the whole album in 3 days too, which is quite impressive. What was that experience like, finally coming back together and playing the songs and recording them?
I think it would not have been possible if we took recording as seriously as we have in the past. But I know for myself personally, I've relaxed a lot about how music sounds on record. It doesn't need to be perfect or imitate anything that I have in my head. It can be what it is on the day, and that ethos allowed us to move quite quickly, to play the songs, to find a groove, and just to be happy with it.
I feel like when we were going into recording this, we had in mind that we really wanted to, you know, we're happy to keep the imperfections in the song, just make it feel like the listener was in the room with us as we were playing it. Because I feel like that's been a real struggle maybe with this band, has been that the live show wasn't like perfectly captured in the recordings.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's captured well here, just because it's not like perfect.
I get that. So I'm assuming you guys like live tracked everything too, right?
Yeah, interesting. We live tracked everything. The whole band was in the main room at the surgery studios. I was in the booth. We just did a few percussion and backing vocal overdubs.
Which was super cool. I guess that adds to that sound of like live performances and everything as well. Did you have a favorite track that you recorded, or favorite track just from the record in general?
Well, we better say something from the tracks that have been released.
Yeah, I know, that's such a mean question to ask. Everyone I ask that to is like, that's like picking children, like, what do you mean? But yeah.
Let's do two different ones, so people can search two different songs.
So true.
I like that. We'll double our reach.
Yeah.
Double our reach. Go on, Luke.
I'll stick with Shame on You, the song that we deliberated over for many, many months, and we finally came to a consensus on. And I get to say that when a lot of the other songs on this record are quite lovey-dovey and romantic, this one is a little bit mean.
Yeah.
What about you, Andre?
I will say Popping and Tailing. I just really think that it sounds fun and cool.
Hell yeah, fair enough. I had notes about This Family Counts Calories, which was the lead
three tracks.
Oh, that's a third track.
Yeah,
to repeat, that's a third track recommended.
3 out of 4 tracks have been recommended today.
That one's a good song too.
Yeah, I like it. It's like super interesting, and it's got I was reading you a little blurb about it as well, and it's kind of a cool little story behind the song, with someone's partner being a powerlifter or something, which is kind of crazy.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah,
my partner travels around the world competing in powerlifting tournaments.
Insane.
And I am the scrawniest, skinniest, weakest man you could imagine. But she's convinced me to get into the gym.
Yeah.
So I go to City Fitness 2 times a week, but mm-hmm. I am just terrible.
Oh.
I'm terrible at all things gym, and that's the premise of the song.
Yeah. That's so like funny. I don't know. But yeah. I'm also terrible at the gym, if that makes you feel any better. Like
It does yeah. actually. What about you, Andre?
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at the gym.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least we've got
we're
that.
Quite a probably. Skinny band.
Load out and load in does not go very well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess when can we expect the second half of the album to be released, and what should listeners be excited for when that one drops?
Oh, so the second half of the album is out on September 25
mm-hmm.
via Wine Gum Records in Ototahi. What should people expect? Just more songs
awesome.
To be recommended by radio DJs nice. and band members alike.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of banging tracks that we still haven't released, so we're confident there's still plenty in the tank. In the album tank.
Fingers crossed. Have you got anything else exciting planned for the rest of your year? Or any plans to reunite?
Yeah, we've got some shows booked in November mm-hmm. around New Zealand, and then a show in Melbourne. Yeah, we obviously the album release is kind of the big thing.
Yeah,
that we've got planned for the year, which is really exciting.
It's huge. Yeah, awesome. Well, that's all my questions I've got. So thank you guys so much for coming on and talking about the first half of your album that dropped on Friday. Super huge. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Of course. I've got This Family Counts Calories queued up right now. This is Same Name Confusion. You're listening to The One.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.